Greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. This week, we're going to be talking about the people's champ, America's hero, our hero, your hero, American Muslim Muhammad Ali. Some great highlights from his life where he expounded the truth, he stood on the truth, and he shared the truth. Also, did you know a hot seller? What was the hot seller for many of these radicals that ignorant people try to link back to Islam was it some great scholarly reference that would expound on their great knowledge of Islam? No. Guess what it was? It was Islam for Dummies. And I got a better book that I recommend. It's actually by an American revert. It's called A Complete Idiot's Guide to Understanding Islam. Because you've got to be a complete idiot if you're going to somehow try to connect this mentally deranged psychopath American radical homosexual to Islam, to these barbaric and criminal evil acts that Muslims abhor and detest, that Islam condemns, Muslims condemn, and our sympathy and condolences go out to the families and the victims. And we're going to be talking about all this and more here on this week's show of The Dean Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show. This is The Dean Show.
This is The Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you, Dr. Sabil. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is the same thing that Muhammad Ali would always say.
First of all, I want to thank Almighty God, Allah, for you all. Thank God for my talent. All the praise and honor that we give goes to Allah.
He would say, thank God Almighty Allah. This was something that was common with him. He was doing the da'wah, sharing the message. But not even 36 hours after, the world got to see Islam in its true light, got to see the memory of Muhammad Ali chanting his America's hero. We have this tragic event that just happened. Best PR campaign for Islam that we've seen in so long. Unifying people, you saw rabbis coming to speak.
I come here speaking as a representative of American Jews, and that we today stand in solidarity with the Islamic community in this country and all around the world. We will not tolerate politicians or anyone else putting down Muslims and blaming Muslims for a few people.
On his behalf, you saw preachers, you saw people from all different nationalities coming to go ahead and share their wonderful experiences with this great man. But now you have this
the tragedy totally
taken away from what we got to see of beauty. What do we have to say about this now?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Peace and blessings on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We as Muslims, whenever we see a tragedy like happened in Orlando, we condemn it in the clearest of ways. But in the same condemnation, it's very, very important for all of us to condemn any violence done by anyone using any weapon for any ideology. Because I hope I realize that all of us know all life is equal, every blood is sacred, and every soul is precious. So when we condemn any violence done by a Muslim on anyone else, we should equally condemn all violence. Like, for example, 406,000 violent attacks using guns, killing innocent people. So we should condemn it because these are also human beings. They are also equal. So it's very important that, yes, Muslims, we condemn it. We will keep on condemning it. He does not stand for Islam. What stands for Islam is obviously the noble example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the wonderful guidance from the Quran, and that's what Muhammad Ali stood for.
Yeah, you can see that in his life, and if people will look at him and they'll want to stand behind him I mean, this is what the majority of Muslims stand behind. But why do you think is, you know, the double standard? You have somebody who his wife, ex-wife, this person who did this horrific act, they say that he was deranged, he was sick. His father, when questioned, he said...
That someone says he's radicalized. He wasn't, because he had no beard.
You know, he didn't have a beard, so he couldn't be radicalized. But somehow other elements want to connect it somehow to Islam. You know, obviously this has nothing to do with Islam. Why do you think this double standard is always is there? It's like there's an agenda being pushed.
Yeah, it appears like that, right? Whenever you see a Muslim committing an act, they always want to do more research to find out if there is a connection. But if someone else doesn't act, like what happened in that school shooting, what happened in that theater shooting, what happened in that planned family shooting, people don't want to look into their religion. They want to don't dig too much to see if there is a connection with Christianity, with some other groups. But when it comes to Muslims doing some shooting, they always want to make that connection. So we are not saying that Muslims are all perfect. What we are saying is that it's very, very important. There are good and bad apples in the followers of any ideology. But Islam stands for peace and justice and equality. So if you are going to read the Quran, you are going to find out that Quran in a very clear way condemns acts of violence. For example, in chapter number 5, verse number 32, our Creator is saying that taking one innocent life is like taking the life of all of humanity. And saving one life is like saving the life of all of humanity. And that was what the Prophet preached. That was the way that he lived. And that's what Muhammad Ali, right, the great boxer, that's what he also preached to the people.
I think the solution to this is education. I mean, once people, I mean, this is what really, my personal story is when I started to really study Islam, I started to see the love, mercy, compassion, the justice that was there. Then I started to see on TV the complete antithesis, the opposite is being promoted. I said, man, I have to get up and try to make a difference. But it was through education. And this is what Muhammad Ali, his whole mission, you can see, he was, you know, one of my first teachers, you also knew him, Dr. Amir Ali, he would tell us that Muhammad Ali would come in and he would take these brochures and pamphlets.
Yes.
And he would sign his name on it, and he would distribute this. And through educating, making that human connection with humanity, with our brothers and sisters in humanity, they will see that this is opposite to Islam. And the Muslims, when they get educated, someone might have some zeal, because there's a lot of, obviously, injustices that are going on. And in no way is this condoned, taking innocent life. But what is your thoughts now? Education being the key, and let's go take off from there. How Muhammad Ali, he lived on educating people on what Islam was really about.
Yeah, we all know that, mashallah, he was a great boxer, perhaps one of the greatest. He was a good civil rights leader. He was a good husband. He was a good father. But beyond and all of these things, he was a good sharer of Islam. Because that's our field. Whenever we see someone who's passionate about dawah, sharing the message of peace, it resonates. So it's important that Muhammad Ali, peace be upon him, right? Peace of God and mercy of God be upon him. He used to take brochures like these, and he used to sign the brochures.
We actually have one right here, huh?
Yeah, there you go. This is a brochure over here with his signature here. So each single day, doesn't matter, you know, how sick he was with his Parkinson's disease, he used to make the effort. He used to sign like 500 plus brochures each single day. When he used to go out with for a walk with his family members, with somebody's help, people used to come and identify him in the crowd. And they used to request him for autographs, right? Because he was a famous person. Instead of writing the autograph on their paper, he used to take the brochure and give it to them. So with the autograph, a message of Islam is going to their homes. And inshallah, they are going to read it and they will know what Islam is, the faith of justice and peace and equality. So that's a wonderful way. So Brother Eddie, one important lesson that I have learned from this, and perhaps you too, is that there could be many, many challenges coming. Challenges could be from outside, challenges could be from inside. It could be from our health, our wealth, or any other ways. But any blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, even a drop of blessing, we have to use it the best way possible to share this wonderful message of Islam. And that was one of the ways that our dear friend Muhammad Ali did. Despite his sickness, he knew he could still sign, and he used that for the sake of Islam.
And that was out of his deep love. And we're talking about Muhammad Ali for Prophet Muhammad, the last and final messenger sent to mankind. And that was out of his deep love for the creator of mankind. We got a lot more to talk about here on the Dean Show, talking about Muhammad Ali, the American hero who was actually a Muslim, like Jesus was, one who submits to the will of the creator of the heavens and earth. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
God, if I told you that this glass sprung into existence, this glass made itself, no man made this glass, would you believe it? Would you believe I just told you this thing made itself? When I tell you, you wouldn't believe it, right?
No, somebody's doubting it. Yeah, so I'm giving you the answer.
Wouldn't believe it. If I told her this television station popped into existence, it's just no man made it, you say Muhammad Ali's crazy. All right. Well, if this glass can't make itself, if I told you those clothes you have on wove themselves, nobody created them, those clothes made themselves, you wouldn't believe it. But if your clothes didn't make itself, if that glass couldn't make itself, if this building didn't make itself, then how did the moon get out there? How did the stars and Jupiter, Neptune and Mars and the sun, how did nature, how did all this come here if didn't know why is something planning to make it? So what I'm saying is, I believe that we're going to be judged. Should a man like Hitler kill all the Jews and get away with it? Somebody should punish him. Maybe he get it, don't get it now, he get it when he die. In hell for eternity. So what I'm going to do when I get out of boxing is to get myself ready to meet God, because my plane might blow up. Don't planes blow up in this country sometime and crash? Don't people die every day?
Not every day.
It's a scary thing to think that I'm going to hell, to burn eternally forever. So what am I going to do? I'm explaining what you asked me a question. You asked me questions I can't just answer like that. When I get out of boxing or when I'm through, I'm going to do all I can to help people. That's why I'm here with Johnny Walker. Here's a poor man, came all the way to America. There's a bunch of boys need some money, and somebody is calling me to help them. God is watching me. God don't praise me because I beat Joe Frazier. God don't give nothing about Joe Frazier. God don't care nothing about England or America as far as your wealth is all his. He wants to know, how do we treat each other? How do we help each other?
Back here on the Dean Show, where we're talking about the American hero who actually was a Muslim. Many people still don't know that. You know, even though his name is Muhammad Ali, some people still, you know, that's how uninformed many people are. They don't know about, you know, when they really find out just what a Muslim means. It's one who surrenders and submits to God. This is not someone who's an Arab. This is not someone who's from India. Muslims are from all walks of life. It's just people who have chosen to live a life like Muhammad Ali was living, preparing, being conscious that death is coming, it's approaching, and we have to be the best in paying. Like he had a quote that your rent here on this earth, what did he say, is giving back now to humanity. And that's what we need to do. And he was doing that by educating humanity. I want to get off on this one. Those people who end up, the really small fringe element that the media loves to put up on a pedestal and exemplify like they exemplify Islam. Obviously, this is totally the opposite of Islam. Many of them, that fringe element, who have gone over to commit certain evil acts, you know what the number one book was that these people would go ahead and purchase on Amazon?
Islam for Dummies.
Dummies for Islam. Yeah, Islam for Dummies. That's what it was. So that tells you a lot. That's when it goes back to education, being educated. Obviously, these people, anybody who does is not just a dummy, is deranged and is doing opposite, and they can actually win a one-way ticket to the hellfire by killing innocent human beings. But education, it goes back, how important this is. And let's continue on with Muhammad Ali and, you know, some of the great services he did as a Muslim, trying to better mankind.
Right. So it's very important that he stood for the principles.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big, powerful America, and shoot them for what? They never called me nigger. They never lynched me. They never put no dogs on me. They never robbed me of my nationality, raped and killed my mother and father. What, I'm going to shoot them for what? How can I go shoot them? Them little poor little black people, little babies and children and women. How can I shoot them poor people? Just take me to jail.
Well, it was not a good thing to do, or it was he risked his title, he risked his name, his fame, his money to stand out for the principles. So it's very important when he changed his faith from being a Christian to a Muslim to submit to the Creator, he changed his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, because he wants to show to the people his Muslim identity, the new faith, and especially the new name, the name Muhammad, peace of God be upon him, by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So that's one way that he wants to share to the people that Islam is a good faith, peaceful faith. Look into it. I am Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's one wonderful way.
He would say, look, you guys know me.
I'm a Muslim. I've been a Muslim for 20 years. And I'm against killing, violence, and all Muslims are against it. I think that people should know the real truth about Islam. You know me, I'm a boxer. I'm called the greatest of all time. People recognize me for being a boxer and a man of truth. And I wouldn't be here representing Islam if it was really like the terrorists make it look. I think that all the people should know the truth and come to recognize the truth, because Islam is peace against killing, murder, and the terrorists and the people doing that in the name of Islam of our own. And if I had a chance, I'd do something about it.
So now, who are you going to believe? You know, there's an ayah in the Quran where God Almighty is talking about when a deceitful person comes to you with news, do your research, check it up, verify it.
Yeah.
You know, we see in the media a lot of times, we'll say, no, you can't, you know, people are having the message of Islam distorted, the image of Muslims. You don't see them propagating all the good, you know. And usually it's some fringe element does something deranged, want to give all 1.6 billion Muslims a bad name. But at the same time, the media nowadays, shouldn't we also think more, not to let just be programmed and to swallow everything that is being fed to them? As Allah is telling us in the Quran, check it up, verify it. Don't just blindly follow it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so it's very important. There are good and bad apples in the followers of any faith. Yes, so there are some Muslims who are committing these acts. So it's very important. We should not judge a faith by some misguided followers. If we do that, then we have to discredit all the faiths and all the ideologies which are out there. And that doesn't make sense then. Mm-hmm. Christians, unfortunately, so there are some bad Christians who are followers of the Bible, followers of Jesus, and followers of Christianity, who have done heinous act all throughout history. But I personally, and perhaps you too, and the Muslims, we don't blame Christianity for the acts done by the Christians. For example, the person in Norway, he killed like 78 people in the name of Christianity. Right? Innocent people, he just went there and he shot the people. And he wrote this memo. In there, the Bible is mentioned, the cross is mentioned, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, is mentioned. But we are sane people. We don't want to hold Christianity responsible for what he did. In the same way, it doesn't matter if people mention the name Allahu Akbar, if they mention the name Jihad, they want to throw credibility to their cause. Doesn't matter what name that they use when they're doing heinous act, if the act goes against the Quran and the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we reject those acts.
Yes. Tell me this, we're going to get back to Muhammad Ali. There was our friend, our Jewish friend Andrew, who was with us. And then I don't know, the other gentleman, he was there. He was a nice man, but it seemed like he was watching a lot of the Fox News and the other media outlets. And we had a discussion before we can get into it. Actually, our Jewish friend Andrew, he was giving statistics and facts. Can you go ahead and relate the short story in summary? It's a really unique situation we had there.
So right after the meeting, as we stepped outside of the public library, we found out this person who is supposedly a supporter of Donald Trump. He was saying all these nasty things about Islam, about Muhammad, peace be upon him, about Sharia law. And we found out that, you know, he has a very narrow vision based upon what he's seeing on the Fox News and some channels.
He was just reiterating basically, you know, the false propaganda.
Jewish person.
The Jewish guy.
The Jewish guy who was Andrew. Part of the meeting, Andrew, he found out that, you know, this person is confronting us with all of this misinformation.
He shot him down with facts.
With facts, by the way, not emotionally. So it's very important.
He said, you're entitled to your opinion, but not your own facts.
Exactly.
He
kept it. Exactly. Yeah. That was such a good way of saying it. So then this Jewish person, who's a good person, right? And he said that, I know the Muslims, and Muslims are good people. They're peaceful people. And that was a profound statement. I mean, I could shout it through the rooftop so many times, but a person who's not a follower of Islam, especially a Jewish person, seeing that to a Christian, a follower of Trump, it has a profound meaning to it. Mm-hmm. It has a profound impact to it.
That was deep. That was deep. Yes. And he was relating the groups that are actually doing far more
harm to the Muslims.
To Muslims. And actually America than Muslims at all. You know, when you look at the statistics, and then you started dropping statistics on him, you know, the 90, what is it, the 4% that have anything from the 96% according to the FBI statistics, then the other Europol statistics, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't add up. You have more of a chance of getting hit by killed by lightning, secondhand smoke, than you do by a supposed Muslim terrorist.
Or by toddlers.
Or by toddlers carrying, right. grabbing a parent's gun and shooting, huh?
So it's very important, since we are on that topic, then we'll move to Mahmadiyya topic really quickly. It's very important that those people or those Muslims, they are reacting apparently according to them to the injustices.
Let's talk about those injustices. We have to go to break. Okay. Right there. Don't lose your place. We're going to continue right there with the injustices. And in no way does Islam condone, it condemns these senseless acts of violence against innocent men, women, and children. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss out. You want to be here every Friday, and then we'll try to give you some short reminders in between. But you can't get that if you're not coming back to the show every week. Fridays, we'll be releasing it, God willing. Inshallah, subscribe right now and enjoy all of the content that we're going to be putting out for you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. Back here on the Dean Show, Muhammad Ali, he was a man of principle. He stood for truth, stood for preparing, as so many times he talked about preparing for the next life by doing good, by serving humanity. And you had so many people come and testify to this. And he also, he stood for the Palestinian cause. And there was also many Jewish rabbis who came also, who stand for, you know, justice. And
have called upon the United States to stand up to the part of the Israeli government that is oppressing Palestinians, is that we as Jews understand that our commitment is to recognize that God has created everyone and that everyone is equally precious. And that means the Palestinian people as well as all other people on the planet.
Let's go ahead and continue where you left off before we went to break.
So it's very important that if we are going to root out any extremism, any violence by anyone, by the way, it's very important for us to look at the cause, why they are doing what they're doing. It's not just what they're doing, it's why they're doing. So when we look at the history of the Boston bomber or the person or the people who are doing the nasty things up there, almost all the cases, they will let you know they're doing this because injustices, the dictatorship, the drone missiles, the airstrikes, they are killing innocent people up there. So it is their anger, it is their feeling of vengeance, which is being directed towards violence. So bombs are not going to take away the anger. What is going to take away the anger is doing justice, is being equal with them, not having double standards. So that's not an excuse, by the way, for what they're doing. Even if they have all the injustices in the world, even then Islam says that you cannot harm, you cannot touch, you cannot kill innocent people. And those are the teachings of Islam, yes.
Dr. Pape from the University of, Chicago, he was a terrorism expert. He looked at many of these terrorist acts, over 1,000 of them, and at the end he concluded that Islam had little to nothing to do with these suicide bombings, which didn't even exist, as you mentioned, before 2003.
Before 2003, not a single act of suicide bombing in the history of Iraq. But after the invasion happened there in 2003, and all the embargoes and the drone missiles, then the whole country went in the downward spiral.
That's what Professor Pape talks about. These are all due to foreign invasions. These are a consequence at the end, not condoning it. Islam still condemns it, but this is what we need to talk about, the root, the reaction, a negative reaction, but this is the reaction.
You know, 16 years of bombing and 16 years of drone missiles, 16 years of occupation is not going anywhere. Yes, we may continue those things, but we have to look at some other root way, root cause, a better solution. Humanity goes with checks and balances. They go with, cause and effect. When you do justice, there would be peace. So that's a very important thing. So coming back to Muhammad Ali, it's very important that how he honored the name of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.
That was really amazing, yes.
When the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, they approached him in the year 2002, saying that we want to honor your name by having a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He said, no, thank you. Because he knew that his name would be on the ground along with other names and people may trample on the name of Muhammad, peace be upon him. Mm-hmm. So he said, the only way you could honor me, my name up there, is to not have it on the ground. So they compromised and they had his name on the wall. So his is the only name that nobody ever trampled on. That is the name Muhammad, peace be upon him.
And this is named after the last and final messenger, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was the brother to Jesus, Moses, Abraham, because they all brought the same message. Submit to the Creator, not the creation. Muhammad Ali, in your discussion with this gentleman, me, you, and Andrew, I forgot the other person's name, he also, another flimsy argument people bring up is the oppression of women and putting them down. And you actually flipped it, and you talked about how people in other places, they actually feel sorry for the women who are being exploited here. And Muhammad Ali, also, we know his stance.
Yes,
on
yes.
modesty and whatnot. So if you could put those two, that goes back. That's basically because that's reiterating the dignity, the elevation that Islam has given to the woman, not to exploit her like some piece of meat, right? And we see that happening. And you actually refuted this argument that the man had, and Muhammad Ali also talks about this. Can you
talk about? So one day Muhammad Ali, he came home to his home and he saw his daughter Hannah, and she was home, so she was not properly dressed. So after looking at her, he said, you know, Hannah, looking at her eyes, he said that, do you know pearls? They're way down deep in the shells. How about diamonds? How about gold? You have to work hard to get to them because they're so precious. In the same way, your life is precious. So you should also be covered. In making that analogy, he connected with her. And he made the world know that Islam stands also besides justice and peace and morality. It stands for modesty. Modesty not just for the men, but also for the women. Modesty not for the clothes, but what we see with our eyes, what we hear with our ears, our tongue, the rest of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So Islam is about connecting with the Creator, following His guidance, working for peace and justice the way Muhammad Ali used to do. So if you and me, we love this person, Muhammad Ali, the great boxer, we have to also submit to the Creator the way that he did. The family of Muhammad Ali, if you love him, and obviously you do, carry on the legacy of Muhammad Ali by passing the brochures, conveying the message. If you want to meet him up there, let's follow the same faith, the way that he used to follow. And may God have mercy on Muhammad Ali, forgive his sins, and give him the highest place in paradise.
Ameen. We know that there's nobody passing out visas to the hellfire or to paradise except the Creator of the heavens and earth. This is the one who is at the end admitting people by his mercy to paradise. And it'd be unfair if he didn't have a way for us to follow a system. And we have them. Muhammad Ali was following that system of complete submission and surrender, as God Almighty is saying in the Quran, that the وَمَن يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَن يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is one of the miracles of the Quran. I'm not an Arab, but it's memorized by millions all over, aspiring to memorize pieces of it, whole chunks of it, chapters of it, and millions have memorized this complete book. So we have it in its original, and in the Quran, Allah is saying that whoever chooses another way, except submission, surrender to God, to the Creator alone, not worshiping a stick, a stone, a man, a woman, nothing in creation but God Almighty, and believing in His messengers and all the other things that come along, that person will be guaranteed paradise. So for his family, friends, someone wants to be reunited with their loved ones, wants the pleasure of God, we have to be obeying God. And this is what you know, the legacy of Prophet Muhammad, Jesus, Moses, and a sincere servant like Muhammad, a servant of God like Muhammad Ali was. So to continue that, what's the message at the end? We should aspire to share. We should aspire to live that purpose of life that was sent by the Creator.
You know, just like when you are working somewhere, there's certain assignment you have to do to get the check at the end of the day. When you're going to school, you have to obey and listen to the professor and follow the assignment for you to pass. In the same way, this whole life is a life of test and trial, and God is giving us this wonderful guidance, the Quran, and the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So by obeying the Creator, acknowledging He alone is the Creator, and following His guidance, that's the way that God guarantees a person, by His mercy, eternal paradise. So we hope and pray that just like Moses, Abraham, Muhammad, Jesus, peace be upon all of them, the way that they followed, the way that they showed the way for us, if we follow the same principles, oneness of God, following God's guidance as mentioned in the Quran, inshallah, God willing, you and me and all of humanity would have the best place in this world with justice and peace, and the best place in the hereafter.
We're out of time. We got 1 minute left. Is there anything else about Muhammad Ali's life? We wanted to specifically talk about this. Then we had this tragic event happen. We, as many, they'll say, look, why don't you guys condemn it? You know, we always condemn these things. It's very clear. But should Muslim always have to be apologizing for something that we have no part of?
Well, it's very important that we don't expect every single church or every Caucasian person, every African or Mexican person to apologize, not apologize or to condemn every single act of violence done by their community members. We don't, because we know that's wrong.
We show sympathy and condolences to those who are suffering,
Yes, but so it's very important that a general statement can be made by the Muslims, that is, we condemn all violence done by anybody, by following in the name of any ideology, using any weapon. And it should not have any expiration date to that statement.
Right. What do you think about this term? It's coined now, radical Islam. Could Islam be radical?
A person can be radical, but there is only one Islam, that is the Islam of peace and justice and morality and equality for all. A Christian can be radical. A Christian can be extremist. A Muslim can be extremist. But the religion itself, the faith of Islam, is only one.
No such thing as radical Islam.
There is no such thing as radical Islam or progressive Islam or liberal Islam or Sunni Shia Islam. There is only one Islam, and that one Islam is the one brought by Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Submission to one God, Quran, and following the example of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And that is the Islam that is going to give us justice and peace in this world and purpose in life and inshallah paradise in the hereafter.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. We're out of time. We started with peace. We end with peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. Okay, my friends, that was Muhammad Ali, his life, his legacy. Now let's close it up. A few more points that I want to highlight. I'm going to go ahead and take it to a clip of some pastors. I know this is very sensitive now, but I want to drive a point home of the double standard, the hypocrisy. Let's go to it, and then I'll give you my thoughts afterwards.
But at Sacramento's Verity Baptist Church, Pastor Roger Jimenez told his churchgoers,
"What if you asked me, hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great. I think that helps society. You know, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. Now that 50, you know, the tragedy is that more of them didn't die. I mean, the tragedy is I'm kind of upset that he didn't finish the job."
Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And I just wanted to record a quick video about the news this morning about the shooting in Orlando. I guess a Muslim terrorist went into a gay bar and shot him up. And there's 50 sodomites, homosexuals, that have been killed and another 50 some odd injured. And then the Muslim guy himself was shot by the police, it sounds like. And here's the good news and the bad news about this. You know, the good news is that there's 50 less pedophiles in this world because, you know, these homosexuals are a bunch of disgusting perverts and pedophiles. That's who was a victim here, are a bunch of just disgusting homosexuals at a gay bar, okay? And then I'm sure it's also going to be used to push an agenda against so-called hate speech. So Bible-believing Christian preachers who preach what the Bible actually says about homosexuality, that it's vile, that it's disgusting, that they're reprobates, you know, we're going to be blamed. Like, oh, it's all extremism. It's not just the Muslims, it's the Christians.
Do you have any regrets about your statements during your sermon on Sunday?
I don't have any regrets about what I said, and I don't take anything back.
I would never take things into my own hands or become a vigilante. But I will say this, you know, the Bible says that homosexuals should be put to death in Leviticus 20:13.
Now the question is, what if these were Muslims? I mean, we got to be fair all across the board. If you're a journalist, if you're in the media, if you are someone out there who has a social or civil responsibility, let's take a lesson from Muhammad Ali. He stood on truth. He stood on solid ground. And at the end, what? He came out victorious. He was blacklisted, probably considered an enemy of the state at that time, just like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. But now you have days, holidays named after him. He's an American Muslim hero, Muhammad Ali. So stand for truth. Report the truth. Don't go ahead and twist the truth. Let's go to another example. You know this gentleman, James Hole? Why ain't nobody talking about him? This guy plotted and was planning with weapons and chemicals to make a bomb. He was on his way to blow up a parade. Why ain't nobody mentioning him? His religion's not mentioned. Nothing. These guys, these sociopaths, mentally disturbed people, they end up doing something and you look, nothing's mentioned about his religion. There'll be whole entire segments to look into the history of his life, what kind of childhood he had. You don't think we have also in a community of over 1.6 billion, you got people who are also not functioning properly up here? They're a product of their environment. You have what's glorified nowadays, violence and the music and the movies. Why don't we get together and try to change and make a difference here? I mean, you don't have someone who's an American and someone does these mass shootings. Now every American has to go when he's overseas in Germany, wherever else he's traveling, he has to go ahead and apologize for all the American criminals that are out there, does he? What about somebody who shares the same name as you? Never met this person. He just has the same last name, Maxwell, whatever the case. Do you have to apologize if this person named Maxwell, who carries your same last name, not even related to you? You have to apologize for him. Why then with Islam? Why then with Islam? Why the double standard? Because it's an agenda, people. You see, Islam is under attack. We know that. That's a fact. But the fiction is that Islam is a threat. Muslims are a threat. If anyone sincerely looks at the data, looks at the reports, looks at the statistics, this is a boogeyman that's been created, a false narrative that's being perpetuated and pushed. You as the sincere individual who's seeking to know the truth, you will see that you have more of a chance of being killed by a toddler with a gun or by your furniture. This whole myth that's been created, that now wall-to-wall coverage, Islamic, radical, terrorists, this is something that is far-fetched and beyond. It's hype. You have more of a threat from functioning organizations. You know, there's almost like 200 KKK organizations function. These people, if they had their reign, they'd be lynching, massacring, killing. And you have other organizations, right-wing zealots that are out there, and you don't hear much of this at all. We talked about the Hiroshima on a light switch. This guy was planning to, with a weapon of mass destruction, rain havoc in the society. Very little news coverage, but anyone with a Muslim name, sat with a Muslim, had any connection to a Muslim in Islam, you see what's happening. Wide range spectrum, all over the news, so much hype. And you know what? It's to promote a political agenda, create fear. And when you have that fear, people give up their rights, certain agendas get pushed, and you just been bamboozled. That's it. Here's the point. Let me close it up. You know, just in Chicago, my hometown, we just had 40. We just had a mass shooting.
At least 7 killed, according to authorities, and some 46 others injured in shootings over the weekend. Now,
call us at this number if you have some questions, some queries, you have some doubts. 1-800-662-ISLAM. Operators are standing by. If you have some apprehensions, some questions, some doubts, some misunderstandings. That's what we're here for. Make the human connection. Don't be on the side of hate. Be on the side of understanding, of love, creating a connection between us, because we are not going anywhere, my brothers and sisters. We're here, and we need to work to get to know our neighbors instead of hating our neighbors. Just like the Christians are here, the Muslims are here, and the others are here, we have to work together in unison. We have to work together to make the world that we live in as a better place. As Muhammad Ali said, that's the rent that you pay back to God for being, spending time on His earth, is to make this world a better place for all. Thank you very much for tuning in. We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. You don't want to miss out. You want to be here every Friday, and then we'll try to give you some short reminders in between. But you can't get that if you're not coming back to the show every week. Fridays, we'll be releasing it, God willing, inshallah. Subscribe right now and enjoy all of the content that we're going to be putting out for you. Thank you. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.